Chapter 45, book of Genesis, chapter 45, we'll begin reading with verse 25, read through verse 2 of chapter 46. And they went up out of Egypt, came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive. And he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. When he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, It is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. And Israel took his journey with all that he had, came to Beersheba, offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. Genesis 45 is a beautiful chapter filled with illustrations of wonderful spiritual truths that ought to stimulate every child of God. In this chapter, we see illustrated in word, in picture, in type, the long-suffering, the forgiving love of the Lord. Illustrated in Joseph. We see illustrated the Lord revealing himself to his own. We see a reunion and reconciliation of the Lord with his own. We see the Lord's gracious provision for his own. We see the Lord's desire to receive his own. Joseph receiving his brothers, and to be near him. We see the Lord assuring his own through Joseph. We also see his own being revived and refreshed by him. These are all amazing truths that ought to have an impact upon our hearts and our lives. The chapter opens, verses 1 through 4, with Joseph, the most complete type of Christ that there is in the Bible, revealing himself to his brothers. And he does so in a very remarkable way. The chapter closes in verses 26 through 28 with the declaration that the declaration to Jacob that his son Joseph is alive. There are so many messages that can be preached from Genesis chapter 45. But we want to take as our central thought verse 27, where we read, The spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. The spirit. The inward part of Jacob, their father, was restored, was refreshed, was awakened, was renewed, was stirred, was invigorated. And what we read there needs to happen often in our own lives. The subject is simply the revival of Jacob. In our text verses, we see how this came about. The spirit of Jacob revived. We see how it came about. And we see the results of it. And that's what we want to concentrate on. Before we do, we need to understand the background. Many here do. There may be some that don't. So we need to understand the background leading up to Genesis chapter 45. What we see here really goes back to Genesis chapter 37. And there are 22 years between Genesis chapter 37 and Genesis 45. And we'll see how we come up with that 22 years. But in Genesis 37 and verse 2, Joseph